No, we already have the theme song.
Oh. 1, 2, 3,
let's go. That, and that's not even the theme song to our show.
Well, I think it's a catchy theme song.
No, that was the Cat Empire, Hello.
Well, maybe we should make that our theme song.
I don't think the Cat Empire would be very happy with that.
I think they would be very happy with that. I think they're like, man, they're bringing it back. 06, you know, we're living it up again.
Was it that long ago?
Or 05.
05.
Well, why would we get with the times, Michael?
I'm sorry, I can't remember all the Cat Empire hits.
Cat Empires. Well, anyway, welcome to the podcast. Oh,
it's going to be a cracker.
We're off to a great start here, guys.
The Cat Empire's coming in.
Electrons and protons and all that song.
That's a very, very vague reference to one of their songs.
I'm sure the Cat Empire people will know.
They'll get that.
They'll get it.
Yeah.
The fans will appreciate the podcast.
And apart from the Cat Empire, we're talking about a lot of other stuff.
We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about Greece and how everyone knows Greece is in dire straits with the money situation.
Yeah.
We're talking about weddings.
And the Anglican Church. And Lindsay, do you love summer?
I love summer.
Do you want to live forever?
I do want to live forever.
You're going to know exactly what that means by the end of the podcast.
Stay tuned.
Ooh. So it's exactly 117 days to the date till the end of the world.
Because it's 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
You know, everyone 2 years ago in 2010, late 2010, everyone was talking about this.
Yeah, they were.
Everyone was going to say, this is the end of the world.
And suddenly,
everyone's forgot about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Did you just forget about the end of the world?
It's going to happen, guys.
Come on.
The movie said it would happen.
Yeah. John Cusack, rather.
He's never led us astray.
No, he's never lied.
He's always produced quality movies.
Little known fact about John Cusack, never lied in his life.
Never lied. So why would he lie about the world ending?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
He would.
That's the thing. So get into it, guys. And you know the way I actually found out
about... It's like, get into the spirit of the apocalypse.
Get into the spirit of it, okay? No, but the reason I say that is because I went to a countdown for the 2012 end of the world thing on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Because I couldn't be bothered finding out the actual date and counting back from then.
Yeah.
I was like, there's got to be some counter where someone's counting down.
Yeah.
Some conspiracy theorist is like, here it is, guys. Here's the countdown clock.
This is it.
Get your eye on this every single day.
It's like Da Vinci Code all over again.
117 days to go. Make the most of it. You know, so I went onto the site and it's 117 days.
Yeah, it's
today.
A legitimate time. Yeah.
And also, funnily enough, this site is linked to another site, which is 2012supplies.com. Okay.
So this is
survival supplies.
Yeah. So the world's going to end in 2012 in 170 days. You can get your supplies now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All for Armageddon. And I started looking through the supplies as well.
Yeah.
Right. The featured stuff they have there. They have all the stuff you think they have, like freeze dried food, right?
Yeah.
Cans of food, water purifiers, you know, generators, all the stuff you're going to need for the end. And then I stumbled upon this, okay?
Okay, here we go.
An East German gas mask.
East German gas mask.
Now, this is a gas mask that is styled...
Styled
to look like a World War II German gas mask, right?
I think it actually might be a World War II gas mask.
No, it's not. That's the thing. Like, it's made now. It's made now, right?
Oh, so, okay,
but it's styled to look like a World War II one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is what got to me. You know, if the world's going tits up,
yeah,
I'm not going to give a shit about what I look like, you know? Someone's going to put this on. You know, they've bought this thinking, man, I love those ones in World War II. They looked great.
They looked banging.
That was the peak of fashion back then.
Peak of fashion of gas masks.
Yeah, Hitler knew what was up.
He was a bad man,
but man, he could dress.
He could dress a gas mask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what this person's thought. All right. So when there's this gigantic mushroom cloud, you know, that's a pretty mushroom cloud. Like,
yeah.
Good cloud right there.
I don't think anyone's ever said that in their life.
No. But this guy is obviously more worried about fashion. He's probably thinking, oh, well, I hope I look pretty too.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm doing all right.
Doing okay.
My gas mask. I'm going to be in my bunker, happy, with my gas mask on. Everyone's going to be dying around me.
Well, that's the thing. I thought about this as well, right?
Okay. What do you think?
Okay. All right. So they've styled this to look like a gas mask.
Yeah.
From 70 years ago.
Yes.
Almost.
Yep.
Yeah. I reckon that the gas masks back then were probably a lot less safe than they are now.
Definitely.
Yeah. So why would you get something that's 70 or styled even to look 70 years older than if I'm going into a nuclear wasteland, I want that up-to-date gas mask, you know?
I think things that you can get at Bunnings would be better than that.
Oh, honestly.
I honestly think that.
I reckon putting a bit of Glad wrap over your face is better than this.
With a sponge. Michael, we all know Greece is a bit up the creek.
Yeah, it's up the S Creek at the moment.
Struggling for money, the economy's failing. It's the worst place to be in the world at the moment.
You know what? I'm not going to stop you there.
Okay.
It's not the worst place to be.
It's not the worst place, but it's not doing well financially.
One of the, you know, they're having giant famines in Somalia and stuff like that. It's probably worse to be there.
Yeah.
But they're not doing great.
They're not doing great. There's no money for the teachers, public servants, and there's no money. And
there's just no money.
And the Europeans have done like two stimulus packages for Greece alone to try and get the economy going again.
Injected it right into them, straight into the main vein.
Straight into the vein just and
tied up the arm and just went, you ready for that stimulus package? Here it comes.
Here it comes. It's going to be heavy. You've never felt anything like this before.
Oh, it's going to be the biggest rush.
But like, where's that money going?
It's just like I said. It's went in, it lasted a couple of hours. And
now it's gone.
And now it's gone and they're back up S Creek again.
They're up the creek. So the Prime Minister, Antonio Samaras, has come up with this idea. He's like, well, we've got some islands about. Maybe we could sell or lease some of the islands. You know, bring in some revenue.
Why not? Let's
get
out
some
there.
Money coming in.
That's all we've got left.
That's all we have.
We have land.
We have land.
In the water.
Yep.
We have land in water. Let's use that.
Let's sell that.
Yeah, let's use it to our advantage.
For commercial reasons, not for military reasons. Because we don't want to
not selling to the military.
No, they don't want solos and stuff there.
How much would that go for?
Oh, big
seriously,
bucks.
They go like hotcakes.
Oh, man.
Those islands would be gone in a second.
Exactly.
And every single country could have their own little island in there and just put lots and lots of guns on it and stuff and just have little fun wars in there.
It's just little skirmishes.
It's like a little kind of civil war, except every country, island's a different country.
Instead of fighting massive global wars, you could just have a little bit of a skirmish on
those
walls.
That's what we do. It's like having a board game.
Exactly. Like Risk.
Yeah, in the Greek islands.
Brilliant. What?
Perfect
we
idea.
Should be over there, Michael.
I know. Well, this makes me wonder.
Okay.
How much are the islands going to go for?
I don't know. Oh, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. The article doesn't say. It might be like a couple thousand.
I mean, we can scrounge that together, right?
I'm sure we could. If everyone in Sydney chips in like two bob.
Yeah. Two bob.
What are you?
Cockney gentleman. Yeah, if they put in a couple of dollars, I reckon we could scrounge together, work the streets a couple of nights, you know? Pick up a second job. You have yourself an island.
We have an island.
Can we get an island for the podcast?
We could totally have a Cynch and Lynch podcast island.
That'd be perfect. That'd be great. I mean, I'm wondering whether, I mean, how long is it going to take until the PM goes out in front of the people of Greece and goes, okay, guys, you're not going to love this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Not going to lie to you. But the guys from LJ Hooker are coming around, okay? They're going to put a big sign out the front. We're selling Greece, okay? We're selling Greece. I mean, you guys are fine, right? You can stay at your parents' place for a bit, can't you?
Michael, the Anglican Church has changed its rules for wedding couples.
Oh, well, big news for us.
Massive news.
You know
massive
us.
News.
Just Jesus freaks us, guys. We love it.
Live Jesus. We love you.
Live Jesus. I believe that was the motto.
Accept my praise. And
yeah, and all
those. All those good things.
Lord,
all
give
those
us podcast strength. That's what we say.
Give us strength, O matey, Lord of the podcasts.
Exactly. Amen.
Now, what's happened is brides-to-be have to utter a different vow at their wedding.
All right.
Okay, so.
What was the original one?
I think it was to love and obey.
Okay. Well, I've heard that before.
Yeah, love and obey. And you go, yeah, okay, fair enough, love and obey. But now they've changed it to you have to love and submit to your husband.
Wow, that's rather old school, isn't it?
It's a bit old school, and, you know, that's part of what Peter says and Paul says, but, you know, it's a bit weird, submit. And you know how words change over time? Because when I hear the word submit, I just think of two guys wrestling it out and one guy trying to get the other one to submit. Get him into a submission. I just think, you know, I hope that doesn't happen on the wedding night. No. Like, it's nothing like that. It's submit! Submit!
Depends what you're into, really. I'm not judging here.
No one's judging.
I don't think they're forcing them into doing that. But it is a bit of a strong word, isn't it?
It is a bit of a strong word.
It's stronger than obey. And because when they say obey, they're talking about the Lord as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But you're meant to submit to your husband like Christ submits to the church or something like that. It's in the scriptures, you know. It's all good.
All right, so we're all on the same level now.
But I wanted to know what women of Sydney thought about this when, you know.
Wait. Lisbon.
Yeah.
You tell me you hit the streets.
I hit the streets,
Michael.
Did you
hit the streets?
Well, I hit some streets and I got three interviews and just let's see what women of the streets think about this submitting to their husbands.
So you hit like half a street then.
The Anglican Church is now asking wives to love and submit to their husbands. What do you have to say about that?
That's the biggest joke I've ever heard. I've been married for 30 years and love and submit? No way. What a load of crock.
So under the new marriage proposals for the Anglican Diocese, women are asked to love and to submit to their husbands. What do you think about that?
I would love, honour and obey, but I wouldn't submit. I'm not his slave.
Wise words there. Thank you. Now, I'm here with my girlfriend, Dish. How you going, miss?
Good, thanks.
Now, have you heard of these new marriage proposal laws?
Not too happy about it, but...
That, to love and to submit to their husbands. What do you think about that?
It's like a long, drawn-out fight. And someone's clearly lost.
Someone's lost. All going into the negotiations, into the contract. Who's the winner and who's the loser?
Just really put those words out of me, huh?
Well, I'm not saying that, you know. And I was part of the Anglican Church, so, you know, if something happens down the track and we happen to get married, you know, we're going straight there. Would you be happy with that?
No.
You're just going to have to submit, aren't you? Just to clarify, those three interviews aren't my mum, my girlfriend, and my girlfriend's friend. They are all very good interviews. We're top of the leagues here.
I thought I recognised some voices in there. There was a couple where I said,
This is a bit questionable, Lindsay.
Which street was this? Was this the streets in your backyard?
Was this somewhere near Windsor, Lindsay?
Was this a street where you brought cake along and some tea?
Was this your driveway?
Might have been your driveway.
Yeah, kind of was.
I'm glad you went out there and got the views, Lindsay, man. And we should really get you out in the street more often.
We really should.
More streets.
What if this was reversed? What if husbands had to love and submit to their wives? What would happen there? Would there be a bit of a gender kind of role reversal?
Where's the tea?
It's coming. Give me a sec, okay?
Give me my cream for my face.
Okay.
Shut!
I'll be there in a second. I'm just cooking your fish fingers.
Stories are on.
I know you love your stories, but I'm just busy trying to prepare a meal for you, okay?
What are you cooking?
I'm cooking fish fingers.
That's my favourite.
I know, because I love you, and we're married, and it's part of the contract that I must love you, and therefore I make
you... Can you get the cream?
I'm getting your cream, okay? I'm getting your cream. Now, I know I meant to submit to you, but you're pushing me, baby. I love you, but I don't know if I can submit to you.
Fish fingers are burning!
No! I got this mate Wombo.
Oh, Wombo.
Wombo, he's a great guy.
I don't know Wombo that well.
Classic
but
Wombo.
But bloody love the name.
Oh, he's a...
What a name.
What a name. He looks like a wombat. He's got...
He does a little bit. He does. I wasn't going to mention it, but okay. All right, if we're going there.
Not in terms of facial features, but you know.
No, not at all. Not at all. Why would you say that?
Oh, but he told me this funny story the other day. I thought I'd just share it on the podcast.
Okay, all right.
He claims he's been blacklisted from his local KFC.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was he went in there 10, 15 minutes before it closes. He orders something, I don't know, two-piece feast or something like that.
Oh, yeah, two-piece feast, yeah.
And then he goes up to the cashier, some teenager guy. He goes, hey, you're closing soon, right? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, well, you're going to throw out some stuff, aren't you? He goes, oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, what is this guy?
And he's like, well, can...
What is Wombo doing?
Can you do it?
I know he looks like a wombat, but I didn't think he was that dirty. I didn't think he lived in a burrow.
Can you do us a deal? Can you do us a deal on the other stuff? Like, you can't throw out that gravy and potato anyway.
Nobody does deals at KFC.
Well, you know, you never know what happens out in the country, Michael. They do deals about everything.
No. It's a franchisor. It's like Macca's. You don't get a Macca's.
They're going to throw it out anyway. So, you know,
might as well throw it in my mouth.
Make it well. Quick Bob, you know. Throw it in his mouth. He just hides in the dumpster and just like opens his mouth.
He's the human dumpster.
He's the human dumpster. Wombo is the human dumpster.
You know how I said at the start of this I didn't know that much about Wombo?
Yeah.
My opinion of him has just plummeted.
Michael, how can you say that to a man who's been blacklisted at his local KFC?
Well, how did he get blacklisted?
Well, this is it. As the guy's thinking about giving him a deal, he's asked the guy, yeah, asked the teenager, and the teenager's like, and then the manager, this chick, walks over and whispers into the kid's ears, like, something like that.
Oh, yeah,
some secret message. And then that kid just stands upright, and Wombo describes him as becoming a different person, almost like a robot.
Oh, wow.
And he says, nope, I got no deals, can't do deals. Sorry, mate. And that's it. And Wombo's like, well, this chick. And now every time he goes there, he can't get a deal. So he feels like this manager has blacklisted him and that he can't get deals.
No, Wombo. The reason he can't get a deal is KFC just doesn't do deals.
Well,
you can get a deal. Yeah,
you get a meal deal.
You get a meal deal, but you can't get it for cheaper. You can't get the crap they're throwing out that night. Honestly, thought you were going to say that the manager just came out with a giant broom and said, there's a f***ing Wombo.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Wombo. Told you we don't do deals.
Trying to get deals. You've been blacklisted.
Now, there's a lot of things that only happen in America.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
saying.
True.
That is a saying now. I think it's a bona fide saying. It only happens in America.
Happens in America. And America's a weird place.
It is. It's getting to the point where it's nearly as weird as Japan.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things where it says only in Japan. That's also a saying.
Yeah, well. That's true.
But this could only happen in America. This wouldn't happen in Japan.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
Two Californians, they got married.
Yep.
Okay. That's not the weird part. Okay.
I think that's quite normal, Snitch.
That's quite fine. They got wed on Thursday at a water-powered jetpack wedding.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Water-powered jetpacks, Lindsay.
Water-powered jetpack wedding.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen these things.
Yeah. They have like a boat in the water and it funnels up to the jetpack and shoots down.
Yeah. So it's like you're on an actual jetpack.
Yeah.
You can't go that high because you've got a little rope connected to
you. You're about 10 meters high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they decided that it would be a great idea to get married like this.
That's pretty cool. That's really, really cool.
No, it's not. It's not, Lindsay. Whose idea was this? Okay. Oh,
Michael.
We get it. You love each other, okay? Yeah. Great, get married, all right? Why do you need the jetpacks? You could go jetpacking any time of the year.
They could have jetpacked on the weekend.
They could have just gone jetpacking, could have gone, you know what? You finished work? Hey, just give me a buzz when you're done because we're going to go jetpacking.
Water jetpacking.
Because you can just hire them out and do that. Why do you have to do that for a wedding? Because you know what's going to happen, Linsman?
Here we go.
20 years down the road, okay? 20 years. I've been married for 20 years.
Yep.
He's sitting on the couch and, you know, he's watching the footy or something.
Yeah.
They've got three kids.
Yep.
You know, they're in the early teens now.
There's a picture of the wedding on the cabinet.
He looks over to the wedding. His wife looks over to him and goes, you know, what happened to those days? Those days when you used to go water jetpacking, you know? What happened to him?
Oh, they're gone. Everyone's got jetpacks these days.
We used to be so alive, you know? I don't know where our marriage went, you know? And they still got the water jetpacks. They're still sitting in the garage. They're covered in dust and cobwebs and stuff.
Yeah, so we should, you know, crack them open again.
Yeah. No. You see, one of the kids goes out there one day. He's just going through the garage, you know, hadn't got anything to do.
Yeah.
Stumbles upon this thing. He's, what's that? What's that in the garage?
Okay.
Yeah. Dad comes along and goes, I told you not to go in here. Get out of the garage. The kid scurries out of there. Yeah, and the father comes back and a tear rolls down his face and goes, my dirty little secret. And then for one last time, turns on the water jetpack and hangs himself from it.
That's really dark, Nick.
Well, the Olympics are over. How much did you watch?
None.
You watched none of the
Olympics? I watched none of the Olympics.
Wow. Dedicated Australian you are.
Yeah. Watched the Tigers game last night.
Who cares about the Tigers?
Lost by a field goal.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even care. I don't give a...
See, that's my exact attitude to the Olympics.
But it's like, how many sports are in there?
It's like
50 or something?
Oh, the Olympics. Yeah.
One. No, there's plenty of sports in NRL, aren't there?
Yeah. 50? 40?
Like that. How can you just say not interested in any of those sports? There's something for everyone. Hey, if you want to watch some girls wearing skimpy outfits, you've got a...
What sport's that?
Dude, have you never, ever watched the beach volleyball? Most amazing sport ever, if you want to perv on some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not bad. You want to watch a sport where people just do the most amazing flips in the world?
Gymnastics. Oh, yeah.
Diving's pretty good too.
Diving's also good.
Did you know what they had this year in the Olympics?
What'd they have?
Trampolining.
No one gets hurt in trampolining, do they?
Oh, I bet they do.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Dude,
maybe.
You hit the wrong spot on the trampoline, you shoot off in all sorts of directions. You shoot off into the crowd.
I'm just generally not interested in it. I'm just like, there's more important things like video games and
more important things.
Magazines and
these
just...
people have dedicated their lives and you don't give them the common decency to watch some of that.
They've dedicated something really not interesting.
People just dedicate their lives to ping pong and you just look down their nose and say, you know what?
Spit in their face.
Screw you, I'm going to play some Halo instead.
I'm going to play some real ping pong on the Wii. That'll show you.
That'll show you. I can do the exact same things with a Wii controller and a stupid television. Not interested.
Michael, have you ever said something just a little bit too loud just something over your breath, or maybe you just got too excited about something and just said that just the incy wincy little bit too loud?
I've done it before, yeah. But what? I feel like it's happened to you much more.
Okay.
You're such a loud dude. I'm a very quiet in comparison to you.
I'm a very loud dude.
I mean, it's, the funny thing is, you look down at the mics right now, looking at the levels on the mics.
Yeah.
Mine is way, way up, and yours is way down.
We always have to turn me down.
Yeah, and you're still louder than me.
I'm just explosive in front of the mic.
You are. So I can imagine that would happen to you fairly often.
Okay, well.
Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that is correct. It happened to me just recently. We were playing basketball the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We were versing another team, and we were losing.
Okay. Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah, well, that's not the surprise. That's not, so we have these two shooters who are really good, and they were shooting three-pointers. Do you know what three-pointers are?
I know what a three-pointer is, yeah.
Well, they'll shoot this guy. They were shooting three-pointers because we had to catch up.
Okay.
This guy, Matt, he shot this three-pointer from like a meter and a half away from the three-point line.
Oh, so wow.
It was a massive
shot.
It's a massive shot. It's huge.
Did he get it?
He got it in.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to Matt.
At this point, I got a little bit too excited.
As what happens with Lindsay.
And as I've been told, it echoed around the room.
Oh.
I'm just like, unbelievable. It's Luke told me it was like I was commentating the game. So
I feel like you commentate a lot of life.
And well, yeah, I do. I just
that's just one example of
it. I just slip into commentating mode and just get a little bit too excited about my surroundings.
I think the worst part is when you go and you do a slam dunk and you land and then go, unbelievable!
Unbelievable!
To yourself.
And then I just turn around to someone, did you see that?
Do you guys all do this? You just run around the court going, that was amazing!
It's just me.
World record!
Spartans win the championships!
Go Lindsay! All right, I've mentioned this a few times.
Okay, what are you?
I have moved to a new place.
Yes, you have.
I'm pretty chuffed with it.
You're really chuffed
I'm
about
pretty
it.
Pretty damn
That's
chuffed with it.
That's all you've been talking about.
I love it.
Yeah, tell me what, you've rocked it with no material in this, like, well, I'll just talk about the new place.
Let's just talk about my place, guys. Let's go to my place, record it there. I'm just going to pick something up in the kitchen and be like, oh, let's rip all this. Listen, this is a spatula I bought.
Listeners are sick of you hearing about your place.
Well,
Michael.
Too bad, because I'm about to talk about it again.
Here we go. Skip ahead for this segment if you want, guys.
No, it's more, everybody's actually felt this though.
Okay.
And it's a new thing, and it's what I've called apartment adaptation, okay?
Okay, what is it?
So anyone that's lived in a rental property or an apartment before that you're renting, it's called apartment adaptation. Let me talk you through it, okay? There's always something that's not quite right in an apartment.
Okay.
You never go into an apartment and go, every single thing here is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's been things before, and they've also, like one of them was, we didn't have a fan in the kitchen, right?
Mm.
So every time we cooked something, it got real smoky and you couldn't get it out. That was down in Melbourne.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, big problem.
Yeah,
not great.
Not great.
But you adapt to it, okay?
You crack a window.
You open the doors, okay?
There we go.
You don't fix the problem. You adapt. You adapt to the problem,
just
okay?
Like evolution of the apartment.
Yeah.
You adapt.
So I have a new problem in my new apartment here in Sydney.
What is it?
It's,
I will exploit this problem.
I don't think you're going to want to when you hear what it is.
Okay, what is it?
Well, basically...
Toilet doesn't flush?
No, very close though. Close. Ooh. It is in the bathroom.
And it's water related?
It's bathroom located. It's somewhat water related.
Okay, I'm interested.
Lindsay, the window of our bathroom faces directly onto the shower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing on the window. There's no frosting of the glass. It is a clear window.
Oh.
There's no curtains in front of it at all.
Yeah.
And it faces directly onto the shower. And on the other side of that is maybe 50 apartments, okay, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is the adaptation right here.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, I get in the shower. I'm nude. I don't shower in my clothes.
And everyone can see you nude.
And everyone can see me in the nude. So adapt to that, okay? We haven't got a fan in the bathroom either, right?
Yeah.
So once the shower's been on for like maybe a minute, it fogs up.
There we go.
So that's what I do. I run the water for a minute on super hot. It fogs up the screen.
I thought we were just going to moon everyone.
No, well, I could have done that too.
The daily mooning.
The daily mooning. I mean, there's given it, once I turn the shower off, it does clear up pretty quickly.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure there's a couple of dudes that I've seen a butt-naked snitch.
Yep, just drying
through
off.
The window. Just drying myself.
Yep, with a hairdryer.
Yeah, yep. God, it's just getting the wind in the hair. The wind everywhere, really.
Yep, just have multiple fans.
Well, you got to be dry, and then just talcing it up all day long.
Thanks, Nish. That's the image everyone wants to think about.
Now
you've covered in towel.
Now you've just got the experience of living across from me. Linds, we got talking a couple of days ago about the eclipse
yes.
that happened a while back. It would have been a couple of months ago. Oh, about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about the fact that you have to look through the pinhole to look at it, right?
Yes, that's right. You have to get the box and you have the little pinhole yeah, yeah. and cast a shadow and all that kind of
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very scientific thing.
Lots of fun,
it's
yeah.
It's breaking science there.
At which point you mentioned to me, said, Snitch, man, I don't understand it. And I, to be honest with you, I used to stare at the sun all the time. I was just fascinated by it. Just stare at the sun. And the only reason I really stopped is because my parents told me not to.
It's true.
It's true.
No one told me not to stare at the sun until I was at least 5. So from the ages of...
No wonder your eyes are so stuffed.
They're really stuffed. They're really stuffed.
He's like, just okay, constantly staring
at the sun. I will describe it to the listeners what I remember yeah. about staring at the sun because no one ever told me not to.
Remember about the incident.
When I was a young child,
yeah.
I used to stare at the sun on long car trips.
What?
Because there was nothing Why else to would do. You?
I've never been that bored that I've gone, let's stare at that burning ball in the sky until my eyes burn.
Let's have a competition. Yeah.
Who can stare at the sun the longest?
But what happens is, if you stare at the sun long enough, what happens is it turns like a blue shape and it yeah, kind of gets a blobby ball and it kind of like turns into a blue bouncing ball.
Yeah, no.
And your eyes just can't keep up with it, so you have to look away.
Yeah, you know what that is.
What's that?
That's, that's your iris is burning, Lindsay.
Well, that's what it is. Everything looks blue and kind of blobby shaped. And that's why I wear glasses today.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What a story.
I just find it incredible that you just stared at the sun for no
one
iris.
Told me.
This is one of those things that like you look at it and it hurts your eyes to look at, right?
I'm just like, well,
I don't kick myself.
I just look at it like, well, this is a weird experience. I
walk around stabbing myself in the leg going, well, nobody told me not to do this. This is awesome. Competition, who can stab each other in the leg the most?
Snitch, have you noticed the top podcasts at the moment are kind of like music podcasts?
They're yeah.
not the traditional podcasts like we've been making?
No, they're not talky ones anymore.
No, they're all like
they're
music based.
Doofy ones.
Yeah.
Doof doof stuff.
I was just like, wow, what is this? So I think it's time we change the podcast a little bit.
But you know? You want to change the podcast?
Not change it, maybe just
you want to change it from the winning formula that it already
well,
is.
Yeah, winning. Well, I don't know if it's that.
Oh, it's hard to say that with a straight face.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we should include a music segment. Like, you know, have okay. some free music. You know,
some free music.
Snitch and Lynn's music.
All right. So we're like the Triple J one.
I guess you could say you like
give away a free track.
Free track and, you know, people come.
Did it ever occur to you that we're not musicians at all?
Well, Michael, you're an audio guy. You do production.
That's true.
I'm sure you could chuck something together. Here, I'll just spout some lines out.
Oh, so I see what you mean. You want me to make a track for the podcast.
Well, come
you
on, Michael.
Want We all me have to make the track for both of us.
We all have to do things for the podcast. Some
well,
sacrifice
gonna,
more than others.
What are you going to bring to the table?
I'll bring to the table the lyrics. I'll write the
okay,
lyrics
right.
and you just put the beats. Okay,
all right, let's do it.
Okay, here's some lines I'm thinking. Okay,
okay sure.
And just run along with these. So it should sound something like this. Okay. What do you think of that? Does that sound okay? What do you think? Something along those lines? Do you reckon they'll bring in the crowds, bring in the audiences, bring in podcasters?
You know what it needs?
What?
It needs more air horn.
More air horn.
Can we get a little bit more air horn in there?
There we go.
All right.
A little bit tense.
Why are you so tense all the time?
I don't know. Just like the podcast stresses me out sometimes.
Man, you got to chill.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we have meditation at the end of the podcast for a reason, but I'm slightly concerned about how stressed you are.
Maybe we should move to the front of the podcast.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe we can do that.
Maybe we should just mix things up a bit.
Okay.
So
get people relaxed and then have a really relaxing podcast.
Yeah.
Well, could happen.
It could happen.
But we'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Depends on the listeners, what they want.
Let's just do this one at the end right now.
Okay.
And see how we feel.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Michael, in Sydney, Everyone has apartments. Does anyone ever use their balconies? I never see anyone on a balcony, ever.
I live in an apartment.
And you have a balcony?
Yeah. I go out there all the time.
I think I've never seen you use it.
Play with yo-yos out there all the time.
It's like a barbecue. It takes up like three quarters of it.
There's no barbecue in our balcony. Have you been going to someone else's apartment?
Maybe.
Yeah. What type of animal was Jabba the Hutt?
Worm? Was it like worse?
I think it was like a slug.
I think it's like Earthworm Jim's dad.
Earthworm Jim's dad has let himself go.
Michael, when you leave JB and you've got a backpack. And
JB Hi-Fi.
JB Hi-Fi and you've got a backpack. And they ask to check it. Can you say no?
I think technically you can.
I'm going to say no from now on.
Good on you.
Not that I'm going to steal anything, but...
Good on you.
I'm going to say no.
Stand up for your rights.
I will.
Good. Hey, you know there's a type of lemon that my mum grows at home. And it's actually called a lemonade.
A lemonade?
Yeah.
It's not a hairy lemonade, is it?
No, it's a hangover cure.
Oh.
Yeah. It's lemonade, though.
Does it do the trick?
And I've never tried one.
Huh?
Mostly because they're called lemonade. It's a little fact for you. So.
Think we should start a band?
No.
Yeah. Come up with some great musical hits.
You don't have a musical bone in your body.
No, I think we could shoot to number one.
Really?
Yeah.
With what?
Well, I'm thinking of the band name. It's like Bitchin' Lens.
Wow. It's been so creative, Lindsay.
Well, you know.
I can't believe I doubted you.
Michael, do you know gyroscopes can be battery powered?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
You thought they all had to be manual.
I always thought they had to be zipped up.
That's what they do in the aeroplanes when they're landing.
Zip them.
That's why they always have those plane crashes. Oh, you forgot to zip the bloody gyroscope. We're landing upside down.
Outro.
No.
Bloody Cat Empire again, isn't it? Do you want to go buy Cat Empire CD?
Well, you know, it was my birthday a few weeks ago. Maybe you should, you know.
I told you, it's on its way,
no,
dude.
You haven't got me a birthday present yet.
I have the receipt for it.
What is it? It comes in October. That's like 5 months after my birthday.
Yeah, 5 months worth it. 5 months of worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It'll be worth trust. Man, you're going to blow your load when you see this. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe Snitch got this for me.
I don't think.
Best friend in the world.
I don't think I will. Unless it's a jetpack. What a jetpack.
It's not.
Well.
Would never get that for you. Way too expensive.
Maybe you should have.
Why not? You know what I get for you though?
What?
I can get out of this podcast.
Oh. Mm.
That was a very, very bad segue.
You're not going to make it on radio,
no,
Snitch.
No.
You never.
I'm aware. That's why I'm on a podcast.
Not with tying segments like that. Crikey.
Well, it's hard to tie into just stopping, isn't it? How about this? How about we just go, Snitch and Lens.
Spread the love. You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
I was going to cut it there and then people wouldn't know when it ended.
Michael, you're terrible at this. Okay, listeners, thank you for listening to the Snitch and Lens podcast. We appreciate you listening all the way through. And thank you very much for downloading and subscribing and checking out the Facebook. Until next week, don't burp into the mic. Spread the love. It's you.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
This is Lindsay commentating football on TV.
I'm like the greatest football commentator ever.
It's just you grumbling into a microphone.
Oh, look at those lights. Oh, the Rabbitohs are in. Oh, he's held up in the goals. Oh, the Broncos have done it again. Oh, no. He's called it a try. It's controversial, but it's bloody great.
But it's a bloody great try.
South Sydney scores at 6 minutes.
I'm not going to get stuff like this anywhere else.
Oh, my God.
No. Champions out on the field.
They don't play football like this anymore.
No. This is when football was a game.
Oh, man.
Back when it was when it meant something.
Back when it was a men's sport.
Back when it was men played the sport. Well, these pussy pricks now.
Look at that run. Oh, bloody good. Craig Field. Where are you today, mate?
Where are you, Craig? Oh, he's dead. That's right.
Oh, not so good on the kick there, Craig.
That was genuinely a horrible kick.
Craig, mate, what were you thinking?
Oh, well, I know where he is today. Nowhere. Nowheresville.
Oh, no, he's lost it. It's a knock on. The Rabbitohs has passed it back. Oh, he's going for it. Oh, big head up there. Oh, Bronco's going to have another shot here. Oh, straight through the Rabbitohs defence. He's running. Run, son! Run! No, oh, he's busted off the tackle! he's done another one. They're just fumbling around. Run, you... Oh, he's shepherding it. Oh, he does the kick. Little grubber. Does a bounce. Rabbitohs collect it, and he's tackled by the Broncos player.
Hell. I literally know about 10% of what you just said.
Oh, well, Michael, sometimes you're just born with it.